Today and the next few days will be days when we will not be able to read the scriptures in English, even though we are very familiar with them, because they're not in the English missal. So they are on the missal, the official missal, on the altar. But today we celebrate at least two very important feasts in the history of the church and of salvation history. The prayers, the principal prayers that we have said, are those of the Feast of St. Peter in chains, San Pedro al Catenas. And of course, we have read this recently too, but also now we read it again, and also the commissioning of our Lord Jesus Christ to St. Peter, that he is the rock upon which he would build the church. And of course, today in Rome, particular in the chain, in the church of St. Peter in chains, I'm sure many, many great celebrations would have taken place as well. In addition, we have the feast of the Holy Maccabees and their mother, all seven of them. She encouraged and witnessed to be killed from the oldest to the youngest, and they gave tremendous testimony. And of course, we find their account in the second book of Maccabees. And she herself was the last one, after the smallest one, who was still a little boy, very courageously died for the sake of the church of the Old Testament. That is one of their principal laws, that they would not eat pork. Of course, our Lord did away with that law in the New Testament in the Acts of the Apostles, which we also can read. But for them to have eaten pork would have been tantamount to us to step on a crucifix or spit on a crucifix or the Eucharist. And of course, the Masons and the Communists have tried to force many Catholics in the last century to do this, and they did not, and they were martyrs as a result, including many nuns, some of which were good friends of my family in Valencia, the sisters, the little sisters of St. Teresa Hornet, for the custody of the elderly. And many were martyred, and some of the Jeronima nuns in Seville and in Valencia also, and in Madrid, they were horribly tortured. They were stripped naked and nailed on a cross and raped by 20 or 30 men on the cross before they died. A horrible, horrible situation. So the evil of Satan in mankind, which we see in the commemoration of the Holy Maccabees, is not just back there. It is even in these days. And of course, I'm told that there are also many today that are being martyred, especially in Africa and in Muslim countries. So today we commend ourselves to St. Peter in chains, to St. Peter, whose chains are to be found in that church, and also, of course, to the Holy Maccabees. Now, some of the relics of the Maccabees were actually brought, and so maybe this is why their feast is today, they were actually brought to St. Peter in chains, but very little. The majority of the relics of the Holy Maccabees are to be found on one side of the altar in the Cathedral of Cologne, the magnificent Cathedral of Cologne, in a giant gold sarcophagus. On the other side of the altar are the three kings, the three wise men. And so we, on this day, particularly celebrate this. And of course, we will have more things this week. Tomorrow we have, on the one hand, a feast that is very important to me and my family as having Franciscan blood in us, the feast of Our Lady of de la Porciuncula, that where St. Francis, St. Francis was given by Our Lady and by Our Lord the Porciuncula indulgence, which we can take advantage of tomorrow, even if we cannot go to Mother Angelica's, and so forth. Our Lady of the Angels is her other title. Usually you used to have to go to a Franciscan church in order to get the plenary indulgence, but if you're here in front of Our Lady, and if you wish to focus on Our Lady of the Angels, Queen of the Angels, who appear to St. Francis, then you can obtain the plenary indulgence tomorrow as well. And in addition, it's also the feast of St. Alphonsus Maria de Liguori, patron saint of moral theologians, and also lawyers, because he began out as a lawyer. And then the next day, we have a very particular feast for us, the finding of the relics of St. Stephen after the time of the apostles. And along with him were found the relics of St. Gamaliel and others who were with him in the New Testament, whom he converted, and who also died as martyrs for the faith. So this week we have many wonderful, wonderful feasts. And today, however, we concentrate on Our Lady of the Angels for tomorrow, but today the Maccabees, the Holy Maccabees, and also St. Peter, who was freed from the chains. God can do anything. No matter how badly things may seem or look, God can do anything. And of course, there are many days, every single day, those who love Christ receive many crosses and many sadnesses and many consolations. And there are many, of course, which I receive every day that no one knows about, but also consolations. And I have found out that one more child and acolyte of this parish has expressed his desire to become a priest of God. And that is the oldest of the 10 children of the Leyva family, who are now in Orlando area. Ricardo Leyva, who now is desiring to enter the school for the boys that are preparing for the priesthood and eventually. So another joy, along with the many thorns and crosses that we have. That means at this point, if they fulfill their vocation, some already have, there will be 18 vocations from the shrine of Our Lady of Fatima here. So we give thanks to God and to the Blessed Mother, who continues to give us children for the church. And it's very, very important, because today Brother Aaron called me and told me about the horrible things that are going on at the World Youth Day. Among them in Barcelona, whoever the cardinal is, decided that in order to show people that they do believe in the Eucharist, now get this, the Eucharist was consecrated and handed out on plastic IKEA bowls and covered with saran wrap. Now how does that make anybody think that you believe in the Eucharist? We need holy priests and bishops, and we need a holy pope to put an end to these, to free the church from chains. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.